Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And she took the custard off and said, well, that's what you need to do.
That's probably the best story I've ever heard.
Right. Welcome. You all.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Say y'all loud.
You've got tattoos, Canal.
Yeah, I got tattoos.
What tattoos have you got?
A burning
Why
baby.
Is this a subject?
No, I'm just looking at this.
I can show you this.
What does that mean?
That is basically a play, pause,
oh
forward,
my God.
Backwards, random.
It's, I think the key word was backwards.
Yeah.
Were you drunk? You're not allowed to be drunk, are you?
No.
In Thailand, you're
not. I wasn't drunk, and you're not allowed to be drunk.
I've heard all these stories about Thailand. Is that true when people say they wake up with a tattoo and they're in Thailand and stuff like that?
How would we know if that's true?
No, but have you been to Thailand?
No. Yeah.
Oh, it feels
yes.
like you've been.
I've been to Thailand, but just
Do
in
you
business.
You just remember?
Just in Bangkok for 2 days.
That's a story. You're
what
not going to tell your children, are you?
What business were you doing?
Dad was in Bangkok 2 days.
Do you want
business?
Do you want the truth? Can you handle the truth?
Sexual business?
Yeah, it was. No, it was sexual business, strictly. No, it was basically telecom. Is that interesting enough?
Yes, it is.
It's interesting. Yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It was telecom.
What was her name?
What was
telecom.
Her name?
Was her name telecom? That's a weird name.
Telecom.
Yeah,
that makes sense, doesn't
it's good
it?
Good on you, man, for yeah. telling us the truth.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs right now. We've
yeah,
got
exactly.
Trump, and you're giving us alternative yeah. facts when you're obviously there. 2 days, you got that tattoo.
So why do I have a Thailand kind of persona? I just need you to clarify this. You look like you just came off the fucking...
It has nothing to do with Thailand. It's just got to do with it feels like you've traveled a lot.
So yeah, I've traveled, but...
And Thailand is very common
Thailand
for Swedes.
Yeah, but... I'm like Thailand is not my kind of destination.
Where's your favorite destination?
That's in mine either. I've never been there.
Okay, I haven't been to Tokyo, so it might be, but for now it's
we like but that's
New
my,
York.
That would
New
be
York.
My
New York. That's
yeah.
you, isn't it?
Yeah.
New York. What about you, Adil? Karachi?
No, I think I'm mostly in London.
Rawalpindi.
That's I think the only place if I didn't live in Sweden in Stockholm.
Calcutta.
That's Indian, that's the enemy. It's the enemy. Okay, don't mix me with enemy. I kill. No, I think London usually is the place I usually like when I, because Tottenham plays there as well, and that's a family. You know,
yeah.
It's close by, and it's still very metropolitan. You know,
how I about you then?
New York is good, but it's
how about New York?
You like New York?
So
as well,
far
yeah.
away,
yeah.
and it's in the States.
Wow!
But you have you
Cheers,
you've
Trump.
Been to Thailand, right?
No, never.
You've seen
never.
Several ping pong shows.
No, I've never been
you've,
that.
You've contested.
When I went there, I saw a ping pong show. It wasn't that great.
Did you really?
It wasn't.
Yeah, because you go, you just...
Yeah, but I'm just wondering.
No, people just go, come into the bar.
Yeah, I'm not judging
up.
At all.
Yeah.
I would do as well. I would watch as well, because
yeah.
it would be like, what the hell's going on?
It was a bit like, you know... When
but
it,
did they do what they do?
Yes, they did.
But how, every other ball? Or did you... Catch him in the mouth?
No, first you serve, and
yeah.
then the
yeah.
serve goes over. It's
yeah.
So you just serve.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Serve.
You just serve.
You just serve, all right.
Yeah.
And how you get points, you just smack
there's
it
no
over
rules,
the net.
Mate. There's no, you know.
It's not a game. You can't bet. You can't bet.
No,
I was thinking of betting. I thought this is the thing I can start betting at.
God, I'm 8-0 down. I feel all right. So, yeah.
All right.
Eight,
okay.
So, maybe I should push it to the left.
Talking of destinations...
Yeah.
Milan
yeah.
flew out of the
cup. Yeah, it was one of those games that we've seen lately. They just had a horrific first half.
Two quick goals.
Yeah,
again,
exactly. And this was the same case against Torino and then Napoli, of course, and now Juventus. It's basically shitty goals, turns up from nowhere. Milan isn't playing football at all in the first half. Come out as a totally different team in the second half. And this makes me wonder, okay, is it because of, you know, it becomes more of a chase? Is that what suits them? Or is it just that they're not ready in the first half? Is it a mental thing, right?
It's really annoying when you get your team into that kind of slump.
Yeah,
that
because...
you always start slow. It's just so stupid.
They came out like a totally different team, dominated Juventus, although 10 men against 11 from the 60th minute. So it was pretty close. And, you know, good to see De La Feo's debut as well. He actually had a pretty good scoring chance, or okay, he had a really good, you know, debut, I would say, and it was close to Milan was close to getting that second goal, and it would be, you know, it would be.
How big is that cup compared to like the FA Cup?
It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger. You know, I would say 5-6 years ago, no one gave a shit, and every other team, until the semifinals, just play their B squad in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think the FA Cup is that big now as it was 15, 20 years ago? Not at all, I would say. I mean, a lot of squads are using...
it still matters. The only problem I have with it is they play a game on, like, Friday night, Saturday,
no, but
Sunday.
I think that's the only way...
It's very TV.
But it's the only way you're going to keep the cup...
alive.
Yeah, because if they wouldn't play it on a league weekend... that means that people rest players. Now when you play the FA Cup, you know it's 7 more days to the next league game. So you don't need to rest players. So you can play your first team. But in a League Cup, for instance, you have a game. And 3 days later, you have a league game. Why would you play your first team squad against a championship team in a cup that doesn't matter that much? Of course you play your second squad team. But in the FA Cup, because of scheduling, they put it that way that's on purpose, which is good because FA Cup is designated on league weekends. Only way you play league weekends after a couple of...
it's always been the first weekend in January and then the end.
Yeah, and you don't have... And on Saturday when you play FA Cup, you don't have league. That means the next game is in a week, so...
Yeah, but I'm from, like, Championship League One... when you get knocked out in the second round.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then you still play normal, of course, while the cup's on.
Yeah, you do that in lower leagues. You do that. I'm talking Premier League. They do that because they want the Premiership team, of course, to focus a little bit. Otherwise, nobody would give a shit about the cup except for the teams that are around places 14 to 9. You know, I mean, for them, it's great, of course.
What about Real Madrid? They got knocked out.
Yeah.
They've only won 1 in 5.
Very strange slump from 40 in a row without losing.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, they just lost the mojo for a while. Well,
actually,
I guess that happens, but...
I actually catched the first game in this cup tie.
Well, that's unprofessional.
That's yours. That's yours, mate.
When did that start?
Well, I think like 10 seconds ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a seizure.
Wow, what's happening?
Let's keep this in. Wow.
No,
keep this as a segment. Last time just...
Oh, my God.
Well, that's weird. How did that happen, though?
I know exactly how it happened.
How?
An idiot bought a phone, and then that happened.
Well, I've got one of these Fitbit watches, and I can play the music from here.
Not helping, mate. This is
not... No, I'm explaining it. It's a crime has been done, and I'm explaining
a crime
it. And you... Yeah, but you're like, not helping, mate. Not it is helping. This is the evidence.
I feel... You know, evidence is a good word because it feels like a trial where the suspect is making shit up.
Wow. Ideal Spicer. Yeah.
That was funny style. Who is this? Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, it's not a song I've heard.
Was that Spotify?
Heard that.
Oh, I've heard it, but I haven't heard it recently.
Okay, but that's a song in your library, right?
All right, Grandad. there's like Spotify and stuff now.
Yeah, but...
he meant...
In his library, yeah.
Yeah,
in your tracks.
The library.
You know, in your little tunes, you know, your CDs.
Oh, my God.
he's
calling me a granddad, right?
Well, he turned around pretty good.
Yeah,
it was. It was aggressive, though.
It was a bit like when the Englishman
went into the Indian continent.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, we're wrong, but we're still going to do this.
Do we still own India?
No.
No, you owe India.
Pakistan and India are still in the Commonwealth, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is bizarre.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Australia, Pakistan, India, Canada as well, right?
Yeah.
Not South Africa, surely.
I think so.
No, because they were part of the Boer. They weren't part of the English in the same way.
No,
not like in India and Pakistan.
I think South Africa are in there.
Yeah. Within the Commonwealth as well. That's highly strange. That's highly peculiar.
Everything about the Commonwealth is strange, I think.
Why do you say highly strange?
Because that's not strange.
Yeah, but like, you don't say, ooh, that's lowly strange. Do you?
No, but lowly sounds... You don't say lowly.
Oh, it's a little bit
highly strange also...
You say highly strange, you can say that. That's highly peculiar.
You can say
You don't say, it's lowly peculiar.
Maybe one of those little Sherlock eyes.
Well, kind of my eye needs one at the moment.
You've been wearing a patch, an eye patch?
Yeah, I had a patch the first day.
That's a weird sexual games Adil play with himself.
Not this time, actually.
What were you wearing the eye patch for?
I got some infection with left eye.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah.
That's it.
Especially if you were TLC.
Actually,
like 15 years ago, actually accidentally came in my own mouth.
Oh my
God. That, accidentally.
Yeah, that's
the key word here.
That was a really bad place to say something wrong.
This is what you said on the Women's March, isn't it? That's what you got up on stage.
Yeah, and I said, and I feel you. And everybody just cheered.
Yeah.
And then I was a hero.
And then is the eye okay? Is everything?
It's pretty alright.
It was just an infection, or
yeah, now it's good. I just don't want to put something.
Why do you wear a patch?
The first day it was like,
so he can go on with whatever strange
it's
things.
It's weird though.
Yeah, it's really.
I was
I've never seen a
human.
A human.
Have you seen a horse with a patch?
Yes, I have actually.
Why would you have done that?
Because they're blinkers. Zealand.
Come on.
They're blinkered, so they when they're running, they don't look on the inside of the track.
Oh, that's true. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is true, but I don't think they wear a patch. But they wear
it's
blinkers.
Not a patch. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. They do something. I didn't know that. Why do they do that? Because it...
To keep them focused.
Why do you have a patch?
No, I have...
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's the first question.
This has happened a year ago. And then somebody had a patch.
What?
Because
who had a patch from?
No, because I think my brother's daughter had it like in game. Some shit. And that's a perfect
thing. Oh, so my you, God. Okay, that is a disgrace.
Yeah. No, I don't know it's true. But I'm trying to remember why I have a patch. How I got it. I know I asked somebody and they had it. I was like, that's amazing. I need it. And then just put a tissue paper under and patches on. And no more bleeding from the eye.
Wow.
That's an amazing MacGyver treatment. I know. Thank you.
It worries me, though, that you're ringing around seeing if children have got medical equipment for you.
Well, if you can't find it anywhere else. You always say children are a future. So I just went to the future in the present.
Wow.
Unbelievable logic.
Hits from the bone. So yeah, Real Madrid.
Yep.
We had that interruption there. Highly strange.
Highly.
It was like quite a strong side. They weren't really kind of... They sort of take that tournament. I'd say someone like Zidane would want to win that tournament.
Yeah. They played their starting 11.
Yeah, I mean, if you see the last couple of years,
yeah,
all the finals has been with the top teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, they take it seriously because it's not that many other places that can compete, is it? They don't have two cups like in England, no. So I think it's important for them.
But really good to see Celta Vigo coming through because I kind of like their playing style.
They have a great Bernabeu. Yeah. They go for it. It's fun. It's a funny team that way. They're not afraid of trying to play football.
And you know what? They're really similar, not in the playing style, but in their mentality and their offensive kind of attacking play to Napoli, which is Real Madrid's next opponent. And Napoli is showing really good form. So I don't know. I already warned people about Napoli, and now Real Madrid is looking human again.
Yeah. Napoli is looking to be the Dortmund of Italy.
Well, let's see. I'm hoping for it, so why not?
Is that the couple of teams in each league, like Dortmund in Germany because they're chasing Bayern with not that much money?
Yeah.
Napoli in Italy doing the same thing. We'd say Dortmund, Atletico Madrid in Spain and Tottenham in England.
Yeah.
Do you not think Dortmund have got...
Tottenham?
$1 million net spent.
It always comes down to him. Always.
Exactly.
Every cool thing is Tottenham. Yeah.
No, I think these are...
Take your eye patch off,
mate. These are a couple of teams that challenge for the top spots, but they are not as big as the competitors.
What was the little stat you put up about the money that Tottenham have spent?
No, the net spent the past, was 10 years?
Mm.
Or was it 5 years?
5 years.
5 years, yeah. Was $1 million on Spurs.
That's
and the lowest
amazing.
Was 187 on Liverpool.
That's amazing.
So I think always when you discuss it, oh, have you won this and that, it's like, but just look at the differences in the club sizes. It's just huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking almost 300 million compared to Chelsea and City in 5 years. We're not talking like 5 years.
But that's
60 million a season.
You know what you need to do? Of course, I'm just saying, but you always need to see, look at the salaries as well, because that is just...
Yeah, and there we're sixth. In England, it's divided. The top six have the same transfer and salary. We are high in salary compared to the lower teams, of course, but not compared to the teams above us. Yeah. They have higher salaries.
I saw Coutinho,
which is of course, if you spend that much money, you have to give them huge salaries to players to come.
Coutinho signed for 5 years, and he became the highest paid player at Liverpool. How much do you think he's earning?
I don't think he's earning close as much as the City players. He's probably earning what, 140 at most.
Did you do his deal? Did you?
No, how much?
150. 150. Which surprised me a little bit. He's the highest paid player. He's getting 150.
Nobody, but the same thing in Spurs. Nobody almost has over 100,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the thing. I think if you have a right coach and project at your club, I think these players would, you know, if they're earning 100,000. And City comes in for them, they can earn a 200,000. I think for some players, if you build that, you know, I trust and I'm comfortable here, they won't leave. I mean, they won't. Everybody heads don't get turned for that amount of money. But like if China comes and says you earn 500,000, then I think your head can be turned. But I think it's easy just to turn everybody. Like when people talk about Harry Kane will go to United. I mean, it's a ridiculous proposal at the moment. He will only go if he wants to make fast money now. They're not in a better situation to win the league, so he doesn't have to go now. It's his boyhood club. He's comfortable there, you know, and he knows that if he leaves, he will lose all of that. So for a player like that, I don't think it's probable they leave.
But you know,
the Arsenal player left for City. They left for money. Those were money grabbing players. We're talking about Clichy, Nasri, Adebayor. Those players.
But I think anybody that went to City for a period. You know, people like, we talked about it before, like Delph, Sinclair, you know, you're not going to get into the first team.
Yeah.
No, they went for pure money or just some kind of hope.
To be honest, you know, the big difference for me is that you don't know where Tottenham is in 2 years. To be honest.
And
even you as a Spurs fan.
No, but I think that's what I think the difference now. I think they built something at the moment with the core team at this Tottenham at the moment. The Eriksen, Kane, Alves.
But surely it will be bought out at some point.
They're all young, and I think if you keep... That's what we've struggled with the last 10, 15 years. We've had a couple of star players. We've had like one good who's 21... or 23, we sell him, then you can rebuild. There's so many now. It's not just Dele Alli, it's just not Harry Kane. We got a good defender in Alderweireld as well. He's still decently young. Dier is okay. Wanyama is young.
Yes.
Everybody is young. And I think, like, if you lose Dembele or Alderweireld for Tonga, I don't think the house would crumble.
No, but if you lose Dele Alli or if you lose
Dele
Alli
and Harry Kane would be bad, but I don't think at the moment, I don't see at all why they would leave.
Rumoured to be going to Real Madrid, though.
Dier
said he will go on holiday. I thought it was quite good because they love each other.
But I think that, no, at this moment, I don't think there's a bloating chance he will go. He seems very, very settled and very professional. What I like with Pochettino the most is that he's so good at taking away the players he doesn't think will have this hyper-professional approach. Since he's been manager, there's no incidents. The only incident was Townsend. He left. And after that, there's hardly been any off-field incident. Every interview, he's 20. I mean, Dalal's interview, he's talking like he's 35 and been playing. He's very, very, doesn't say anything.
He's very dull.
No, but that's good. Yeah. It's good from a footballing professional point of view. So he's put this... And that same thing with the national team, they say when the players come, they're professional. So I think, you know, I just think you can keep players at a club if you find that,
but if that
enormous
China,
stability.
If that China money comes...
It's just too much. It could be too much.
If you're like, maybe if you're 28, 29, and they say, look, we're going to double your wages.
Oh, 100%.
You're going to go.
Yeah, of course.
I think even double, you might not go if you're young. But if you're 29... And somebody says double your money.
But you know what
happened? You'll probably go for double.
But you
know
what happened? Because you're setting up your family.
Do you remember?
Yeah. For
listen,
generations.
There are actually examples where that happened, and you know the player refused, you know, exactly that deal. Basically, Nikola Kalinic. Do you remember him?
I'm not saying everybody.
He's like 32.
We can understand it more when people do. That's all we say.
Yeah.
We're just saying that a 20-year-old kid, just double your money to leave.
Yeah.
He will leave if he doesn't feel at all comfortable where he is, and he just wants glory.
Yeah.
Like Dell for Sinclair, whoever these who went to City. But the rest of them, like a Dele Alli, he won't go just double your money to United.
No.
But maybe Real Madrid for sporting reasons.
Do you think that's really...
China, never for money.
Do you really think it's changed so much with the China money now that people will, exactly like that, will not go to United now? What's the point, in a way?
Yeah. If it's the money, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like a Trevor Sinclair or a Delph, that
Scott Sinclair always gets it wrong.
Trevor Sinclair
is really old.
Now, I've seen him saying this for... Yeah. Year, 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
I say Trevor Sinclair every time. I say Scott Sinclair. But for them, I'm saying if they were going to City and China said we'll quadruple your money, maybe the two of them would have gone to China.
Because
they would go for money. But you know, United and City. The problem is some players are dumb as well. Like with Delph and Sinclair, we're not sure that they went only because they could double your money. Maybe they went because they're a bit stupid as well. And stupid in that sense that it's good to have confidence, but to believe that you'll go in and break into Manchester City midfield. Delph might have had those thoughts. They thought, you know what, I'm going to be playing some. I was great at Villa. I play for English national team now. I'll break in. Maybe he thought so. Sinclair, if he thought so, he's just stupid. If he thought he'll get into the City. No, I'm saying, honestly. He's just stupid with the likes of Silva and the one that were playing there. He would never break into that team.
But then you don't know what they promised him and stuff.
Yeah, but for him, even what they promise you're going to play, that's stupid.
But what's
Delph,
weird,
I can understand.
What's weird about the Chinese money as well is it's players like, you know, that play in the Australian national side, like Luonga, you know.
Yeah.
And he
used to be Tottenham, Massimo Luonga.
Yeah, and he says he's getting offers all the time, you know, every week to go to China. So it's not just the massive players.
No.
You know, they've signed a couple from QPR, you know.
Yeah.
They have some Swedish players.
They can afford a team now, basically.
Yeah.
Before it used to be... No, it's three now. It used to be one of the players that were five of the included could be Asian. Doesn't have to be, you know, foreign. But now they removed that cap as well. So it's the same if you're from Brazil or if you're from Japan, apparently, which is strange for me, to be honest, because it should be a bit like EU in Europe.
The Japanese league should still be way much stronger than the Chinese league, right?
I think that you have to reevaluate that pretty quickly because, of course, traditionally it's much stronger.
Yeah.
But the way Chinese league is set up now, it should grow stronger pretty quickly. I mean, they have bigger names.
When does it start? Is it playing right now? No.
No, I think it's starting.
Yeah, it's starting soon. Yeah.
It's preseason now.
Yeah.
So.
And it won't be televised. In Europe, in anyhow, right?
I don't think in Europe. I can't see it. I can fathom that Europe, any country, would send it.
Maybe Bein Sports would buy the.
Yeah, some second, you know, something like that. But I think it definitely, as I said before, I think that this is very, very interesting for Asian football market.
Yeah.
And I think there's no. I like the idea with the Indian Super League. I think it should be a longer. They should revamp the whole league to make a season league out of it.
Because they have two leagues, right?
Yeah, they have two leagues. They have one, you know, who is now even more or less worth than it was before.
Yeah.
And then they saw the Super League, you know, but that's such a short tournament.
Exactly.
If a player gets injured 2 months, well, you know, he's gone for the whole tournament.
True.
So it's
that's
so stupid. True. I think they should just combine those two and have either do like an American style with an MLS Cup in the end if they prefer that. I think that works perfectly well as well.
Yeah.
And you maybe open the transfer window before that cup so you can actually strengthen your team for the end of it. And then in that sense, you have some kind of, you know, you can still see the players over the. It would almost be like a preseason for them for the first.
Should we talk about the transfer window? Because it's closing in a couple of days and there's been a couple of transfers. First off, in Italy, we're seeing, you know, Palermo is struggling a lot and both Swedish players have been struggling this season. Okay, Quaison has been pretty good at the end and now it seems like Quaison will be ready for Sampdoria today, later on. And Hiljemark was going to Dynamo Kiev when in the last minute Genoa just showed up and said, look, we want you. And also, I heard something about Juventus stepping in for Quaison as well.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. It's really good for
this
week. I see
Evra's gone to Marseille.
Evra's gone, and it's talks about Dani Alves as well. Both of those players hasn't been regular at all,
yeah,
playing at all in Juventus. So let's see what happened with Dani Alves as well.
Strange one with Paye as well.
Yeah.
Like, Marseille sort of pulling out now.
Yeah.
Mm. So he's going to be stuck. But West Ham, I think, will bring the price down.
Cause yeah.
It's you know, it's like he's shat on yeah. the grandma's
I mean,
head.
If they put the price down, somebody will be desperate to go get him.
Yeah,
of course.
Who would that be?
No, I mean, that's the thing. Now the situation he's put himself into in West Ham, he actually finds himself in a position that sooner or later, if no big clubs come in for him, and some decent same size club of West Ham comes in for him, he'll probably leave. For if they come up with the money, you know, if like an Everton would put up that money, he would go, because now he finds himself in an awkward situation in West Ham. If he could go to just Everton, it's a little better, a little more money. Well, I'm just saying example.
I don't think he'll stay in England.
No, I'm just saying, I think he finds himself in a situation if no offers comes.
But he did say that the reason why he wanted to go back was his family.
Yeah,
and it's not about money.
So he wants
money
to go to France.
But he's come out of it, you know, like dog shit, basically.
Yeah.
Because
so,
he's refuses to play.
So if Marseille doesn't put up the money, who's going to... I heard rumours PSG for a while as well, which would sound, you know, decent. But PSG, are they really in need of a 29-year-old Payet? You know...
They're in need of a good, prolific French player, I think. So that might be, you know...
He's been linked with them, and that's one of the few clubs that, A, could afford him, two, could entice him, I'm guessing. And I think the Marseille would be his preferred choice because of the club. But otherwise, you know, he's finding himself in a very strange situation, honestly.
And the Swedish guy's gone to...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dortmund.
Yeah. Alexander Isak, yeah.
Very good choice.
Yeah.
Very, very good choice. Real Madrid would have been, for me personally, disastrous choice. I know that Sportbladet came up with some players who've gone through the Madrid ranks. But, you know, I was like, yeah, that's seven players. But, you know, there's like 700 of them who comes in there and you just forget about them. They have buyback option, sounds like a loan, and then 10 years later, oh yeah, that guy was a Real Madrid option. Yeah. They have so many players like that. So.
And talking about Swedish players, you know what? Guess who's coming, it seems like coming back to Sweden, Kim Källström.
Yeah, to you.
To you, Warden. Yeah. So
that'll be Isaacson in goal.
Yeah, and Kim Källström. And the only one missing is Johan Elmander, and maybe they get...
Why are you saying Källström?
Källström, though.
Yeah.
Fuck,
he's allowed to say it. Like,
that's the season when I went to like all the Jugod games.
Yeah.
It was a really, really good 2 years with all those players. Yeah. With Elmander and Källström Isaksson.
Kurt van Oden. Kjetten Oden as well.
Oh, he's Kjetten Oden, the tall fucker.
Yeah.
Søren Larsen against Juventus came on a debut and headed on the crossbar.
Yeah. Talking about Källström going back to his old club, right? But there was a thing I read about Ross McCormack, you know, he's at Villa now, and Fulham wanted him back, but the manager came out and said, I really want to buy him, but I've talked to the players and they don't like him. They found him really disruptive.
All right, okay.
So I thought that was kind of, you know.
And he said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
that's fair enough.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like what you say about like Poch not having any problems, yeah. You know, like
yeah.
Milan.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of had Balotelli there yeah, for yeah. a while. You know, it's funny when you get a bad kind of seat. A Payet in there.
Yeah.
It must be. It's quite easy. Quite weird that he talked to
this
players.
Is what's happened to Niang. That's one of the main reasons Niang is going to Watford.
Yeah.
Because not even. Okay, he hasn't been, you know, performing as well
three
lately.
Three goals or something?
Yeah, he hasn't been like that. But it's still, you know, the he's not giving his all in the trainings. He's a Balotelli kind of delight.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in a light version of Balotelli. So he's in trouble and so on.
But not
so
as good.
Not as good. Not even close. So no. They just shipped him off. And I think that's a brilliant decision because you need and especially in a young squad.
As a supporter, sometimes you need to not be nostalgic and try to understand that there's another reason behind it. I remember when some of the players that you leave your club, you think like, was that, why did you leave him? We should have left the other guy. Why did we sell Townsend and buy Sissoko? What was the point of that? But then, you know, when you look at it, everybody's just drilled. They need, as Poch said, we need alternative ways to build art squad. We can't spend 100 million.
Alternative facts.
No, we can't pay 100 million for a player. So let's just grind this team into a good. And you know that's the way Sweden has worked, the national team as well. You know, you try to find a chemical that works together. You know, a chemistry that works together. So a chemical. So they'll drug them and they'll play
nice
great.
Nice one, Heisenberg. I watched a lot of the A League when I was in Australia and New Zealand.
A League is such a bad name.
Yeah, the standard is.
No, it's a bad name. It sounds like an a-hole.
I watched Wellington Phoenix. Bosnich is over there being a pundit and being a bit of a twat. He's one of those.
He's always been a twat, hasn't he?
You know, it's like Chris Sutton. You know Chris Sutton?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's becoming a bit of a tool punditry wise in England.
There's a rumour about him.
There's a rumour about him.
I've seen that.
When he sprained his ankle.
Yeah, in Chelsea or Blackburn?
When he was at Norwich.
Norwich, okay.
He sprained his ankle and the physio said, you need to take a couple of Disprins and that'll sort it out. And the rumour is that he came back a day later and they took off this bandage and there was two Disprins, there was two Panadol on his leg.
No, that's impossible.
No, that's
not possible.
That's the rumour.
That's not possible. I've seen it. I thought I saw him... I don't know what game he's. Very,
if it's true, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
He's very like he can just cuts everybody down like they're shits.
Yeah,
and I was like, you were a defender striker for 5 years. You could have mastered a simple fucking role.
But Bosnich is the. He's been controversial. He actually said the Wellington team should get out because they're not doing anything for the Australian League.
All right,
but I don't know if you know about this Wellington team. If they're winning with 10 minutes to go, everyone takes their tops off.
What?
Why?
It's just a tradition.
And get yellow carded?
No, in the audience.
Oh, the audience.
Yeah.
In the audience,
they all take
their
top.
I thought the players. Yeah, that's amazing.
Like, what the fuck is
this? Do you think so? Yeah.
That would be like, that's a stupid thing.
But it's such a ridiculous thing for them to do, because you're like 1-0 up, and they've been conceding loads of late goals.
Are there women in their audience as well?
Oh, here we go. Nice one, Trump.
No, I'm just asking.
You want to go there and grab some?
Why?
You've been inspired by Trump?
But are they talking?
What's wrong with you Trump lovers? Just grabbing. That's all you think about.
That's a disgrace, man. That is a disgrace. Real, we'll cut this bit out.
No, we'll keep it in so the world can hear what a creep is.
Why did you have to say that?
I was just wondering, man.
That's so creepy.
I was just wondering.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah. Are you calling me creepy?
Yeah, what's next? Are the children in the audience? You're a creep.
Mr. I came in my own mouth.
No, in my own eye.
Okay, oh yeah, that's
And it's
better.
Not creepy if it's on yourself.
In yourself is pretty creepy.
It's not creepy. It's just very strange.
It is.
Highly peculiar.
Yeah. Everybody takes it off.
Okay, that was my question. Okay, so
why are you Googling Wellington Phoenix games the last 10 minutes?
And women.
What a weird fantasy that would be.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we have a look at the FA Cup then?
Yeah.
Indeed. So Liverpool have a very bad slump playing Wolves.
Yeah. I'm picking Wolves to beat Liverpool.
Have to recapture
at Anfield.
Yep. At Anfield,
I'm picking Wolves.
Yeah, that's
Liverpool.
Okay. Let's follow up on that one.
Yeah, let's follow up on that one. Otherwise, Palace City is interesting. Both teams not having the time of their lives, so to speak. City were really good at, against Spurs last time.
Rumours Pep is going to sign for another 5 years.
That's fucking incredible.
Yeah, I think his way... It's funny when you see his interviews. For the first time, it's like he's been waiting for... It's very strange. If this is the case, I think it's absolutely marvellous. It shows
absolutely marvellous. Bravo.
Brilliant.
It's highly strange.
It's highly peculiar. But I think if he finds...
That's some Commonwealth shit.
What did I say?
What happened to you
what
then?
Did I say?
Absolutely marvellous.
Is this marvellous?
Yeah, but you don't have to become old Sherlock on us.
Yeah,
that was just ridiculous.
Sherlock was a great fictional man.
Fictive. It was fictive. Yeah. Absolutely marvellous. Carry on, Heisenberg.
Sure it is, sir. But
you fancy some tea?
No, I just think that the latest interviews, it's like he's been waiting for to get to a club where he's struggling, and then he'll say, I'll stay here for years, you know? Because the interview's like, no, I want to stay here for a long time. It's like he's struggling. I don't know if that's a tactic to say, like, it's going so bad that this is where I want to be, or if just saying that to play down something. I don't know.
I heard that he's a bit depressed. He's quite clinically goes up and down.
Have you heard
that? Just a rumour.
This sounds like a Sun rumour.
Okay. Right, so...
He looks like that type. He looks like
bipolar. Of course
like
you look depressed at the moment.
No, but he looks bipolar.
Yeah.
How do you look when you look bipolar?
Like Pep Guardiola. Look for that.
You look like Pep Guardiola, actually.
I don't. I actually
don't.
Yeah,
he does, actually.
No, what the
what
fuck?
What the hell? How have you seen that before?
No. An Indian Pep.
Is he your idol? Same haircut, same beard?
You know I hate him, yeah, right?
Why do you hate him?
I just do.
Why?
I don't like his personality at all.
His personality?
Yeah. What and do I don't like the way he's playing football as well. I like his looks.
Yeah, because he looks
because
like
he
you.
Because he looks like you. Exactly.
Yeah. It's absolutely marvellous.
Mine is by choice, people.
The thing you ended at was his looks. That's what you liked.
Chelsea-Brentford, that's a West London derby. Brentford not going so well, but who knows? They got knocked out by Bradford a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So they were 2-0 up. They lost 4-2, so...
Amazing game that was.
Brentford.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do the Pakistani thing?
What?
About Bradford?
Yeah. Bradford.
No.
Why are you pointing at it, son? What is that Bradford?
And then the big
you want to see the P word of the Bradford, right?
Big fixture of the day there. Rochdale versus Huddersfield Town.
Yeah, of course.
And Colin Quayner, who we've just signed, 6'3".
Absolutely marvellous,
yeah,
isn't it?
A beast of a man.
Yeah.
Will play, apparently.
Have you ever seen him play?
Who?
Quayne.
I've seen his 2-minute YouTube video.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
You know those 2-minute
YouTube? Yeah.
This guy, Quayne, looks like Messi.
But basically. It's all about the song.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's like, you know?
It's so
good.
But how many players have you seen through? I mean, I remember like 5-6 years ago, this is really popular because, you know, it started kind of, you could see the players, you know, somebody. Yeah. And every time you see a player that linked your team, you're like, wow. The two players I remember that I clip on, Juan Arango was linked to Spurs years ago from the Spanish League, and then also Aidan McGeady before he really became, you know, a bit of a name. And I saw those clips and wow, I was like, if we get one of these two players, man, I mean, we are winning the league. And then you just see them live a couple of games. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
when did he gain 250 pounds, this McGeady guy? He looked like Messi. Now
Talking of that, have you seen the photo of Lescott? He's just signed for Sunderland.
No.
Oh, man, he's been on the beach for a while, I think.
He has.
He looks a bit chubby.
That's a very desperate signing for Sunderland.
I think he can do a job for them.
He had a
awful thing at Villa.
Awful.
Remember that's when
Villa.
He did the pocket.
The talks with the audience. He was terrible. The whole team was terrible.
Why
he was
say
captain.
The audience. It's the crowd. It's not a
audience.
Gig. Audience.
Absolutely marvellous.
No, this was have a you, gig when they saw
where,
him have this horrendous performance because it was.
Have you been at a Gatsby party or something with a patch and talking absolutely
Gatsby's
marvellous?
In America.
What the fuck?
Gatsby in the States.
He's got an eye patch on.
Yeah,
the great Gatsby.
Hello.
The great Gatsby.
Yeah, but maybe
you
were playing a
Pakistani
Boston?
Patch
see
that?
Guy
you see,
from,
you see the
from Bradford.
Didn't you get the illiteral Boston?
But he had like English guests as well.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Pardon? Why have you got the patch on? I think it's marvellous.
I think it's the sun.
You should come to Bradford.
Tottenham at home to Wickham.
Yep.
Would you be worried about getting knocked out?
Shouldn't be. I mean...
You're out of Europe, aren't you? Oh, you got Europe.
Europa League, yeah. I mean, I think the focus should be very much on the leagues, of course. And but because we don't have a special game coming, I still think Wickham is a good chance to rotate the squad a little bit.
Should be Wickham.
Yeah, I mean, start Harry Winks for sure. Instead of he's coming every game, he looks very good. So start him, of course. Just sold Carroll now, so you know,
yeah.
Just play Winks. He had a great debut for Swansea against Liverpool, though. He's a decent player, Carroll. Mm. To be honest,
let's. Should we look at the African Nations Cup? There,
but the best game is the late game, Southampton Arsenal.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
That's a good game. Yeah. That's a good FA Cup fixture. Especially after Southampton coming from this booming wing as Liverpool.
Go to Wembley now.
Might not be as motivated in this game because they already had the Wembley place booked. But good for them. The first time they're in the final of the League Cup, Southampton. Yeah. I was just going to say, the commentary last night when I was watching the game, Swedish commentary, they were absolutely had a fucking shocker. I mean, first of all, I think you referred Southampton to as a championship team when he talked about the potential final, and it was just, they were wrong and wrong and wrong. It was one of the worst fucking incoherent babbling of bullshit I've heard in my entire life.
It was
Busse and the other guy,
Niklas Holmgren.
Should they have had a penalty, Liverpool?
Origi?
What, the handball?
Yeah.
No way.
No, the handball.
No way.
Klopp came out and said it was
No, they're absolutely ridiculous. I think he does go towards the ball, but he hits... the arm is towards the body. It's half shoulder, half higher pitch and part of the arm.
All right, doctor.
I don't think that's a penalty at all, but Sturridge should have scored at least one easily. Yeah, he's gone.
But they don't need a striker.
With Armani, yeah.
They don't need a striker.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said you don't.
No,
they don't need a striker.
Sure.
They're
for
scoring
sure.
from everywhere.
No, I think that Mane is gone. It's just hit them so very, very bad. I think Firmino is still decent, but Sturridge, you can't play.
Is Mane a striker?
In Liverpool, yeah.
He's a striker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Definitely.
No, but we said it months ago. They need a striker.
Yeah.
In situations like this, like Swansea, they need a striker.
I think, at the moment, to be honest, the whole team is just not... They're in a slump. They're in a slump.
You just
perform.
Want to hear...
No, they're in a slump. They're in a slump perform. I don't still agree that Liverpool don't have goals. I don't agree with that at all. I think Mane, when he's back, it's better. But now, if they're... I think Sturridge and Origi... No. You can't just have one player play. You need at least two strikers if you're going to play that system.
Okay, so they need strikers.
When Mane is gone. When Mane is
so
gone,
they have one striker in Mane. You
no,
just
I think Firmino is still good. Firmino still works.
He's a striker.
Have you seen Liverpool play games? He plays at the top, or he goes from the left in when Coutinho is not playing. They basically play three players.
I said this maybe a month ago. I see Liverpool dropping out the top four.
Yeah, but sure. I mean, sure, but I'm not saying that. Oh, their problem. I think you stuck up with one thing. Their biggest problem this season is still their defense. It's by miles their biggest problem. They lose, they concede possession. Nothing in midfield is solid with that defense. They're all over the place. They lose the ball constantly and try to play their way out, having Milner pushing up. Redmond had a fucking feast that game because one of the wings were always empty because they need Milner in midfield. They don't have a left back. If they had a proper left back, don't have that problem at all. They create chances. Sturridge is out of form. He needs to go. If he had another striker in that position last night, they would have scored three goals. So
they need a striker.
But Mane should have played there, but he's not here. So absolutely, they need another striker.
Yay!
They need another striker, but that's not their biggest issue. They're not scoring goals. I think that's a ridiculous statement to make, that Liverpool's biggest problem is goal scoring.
We just said they need a striker.
But a lot of teams.
You won't. You know what I said in the beginning? I said they won't win because it started was I was saying Chelsea will win this.
You stuck at the thing that needed. They need another striker, but they need five defenders. Well, what are we discussing? It's just it's like a kindergarten discussion. Are they? You stuck up with Ines. They need a striker, but they need five defenders. They need one holding, another holding midfielder for sure. They can't just.
You can go through every team and do like and go. Oh, they need that. They need.
I think that the highest priority is not striker at all.
Exactly, and that's why they are not going to win.
No,
and maybe not
the
even
highest
plays
priority. It's
exactly.
Not the highest priority
for you or for them.
No, for that team, the highest, they're not a complete team. But the highest priority is not a goal scorer up front. The highest
priority. But we did say months ago that if it if it starts going wrong, they're going to lack. They lack a striker. They lack someone to put goals in.
Yeah.
And well, when they have a bad patch of form. But, you know, United have had a bad patch of form as well. Zlatan was a scorer. They didn't need a striker. He started scoring after 6-7 games. I mean, it's a patch of form that's bad. And Mane is missing. If United get Zlatan injured, are you going to say they need a new striker? That's a ridiculous argument.
No, because they've got people to go in there. They've got, like, I'd say they could play Rashford.
They can.
Marshall.
They can, but yeah. I don't think that none of them has been in goal scoring form to play Zlatan's role. Yeah, the goals he's scoring, nobody in that team would score.
United is looking for Keita in Lazio.
I've heard about that. Yeah. That's a good
Keita Balé. He's been really good for Lazio when he plays. And they're
that saying is that a clever buy.
This is to replace Rooney. So where would Rooney go?
China.
This is exactly what I read this in the Italian press this morning.
I think Mourinho has handled the Rooney situation brilliantly. Absolutely brilliantly. I mean, he's slowly fading him out with respect now as well.
Would he
he's
go
getting
back?
His records, and everybody's conceding he's not first choice. I think that...
Do we see Rooney in China next year? Yes
no,
or no?
Not next That's, year.
No?
No, not next
MLS?
Year.
MLS? Next year?
I don't think next year. I think he'll stay on...
For United, next year.
No, maybe Everton.
I don't see that.
You know?
I don't see him going back to Everton. I'd say he'd rather go to MLS or he
If
go...
he will be happy...
I think he'll go to MLS.
If he'll be happy sitting as a backup for United, I think they can keep him as a backup if he would be happy with that. I think that will be good for United as well. I don't think they'll mind that, to having him there. If he concedes that he's not first team.
Yeah.
But do you think United will think he's not someone to? I mean, he did it on the weekend, I suppose, but to bring off the bench.
No, but you know? Just to fill out the squad, kind of have another extra. You don't need to buy another player there. You know, he's still captain.
But his salary,
of course. But he's a good ambassador for the club. It's good to have some connection left.
Is he a good ambassador for the club?
For United fans, yes. Of course, he's been good for the club. The last couple, he doesn't do anything out of the ordinary, controversial. He's good in the media. He's had this goal scorers. He's taken it pretty well that he's not first team there. I mean,
I mean, a lot of people, a mate of mine, when he, you know, they're in South Africa, and he went to the camera and said, "Booing your own fans." A lot of people turned away from Rooney then, England fans, you know, because they'd paid all that money to go out there.
I still think that for
and he's also had the controversy with, you know,
I know the United camp is a bit divided with him. But I still believe that fans do appreciate when players...
I think he's a bit of a Beckham, to be honest. I think he was the best player of his generation as a footballer. Beckham, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I think in later years, when they look back, I think they'll go, he was a good player.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of...
I mean,
but
just
then,
the record he's broken, to be honest, we forget that maybe the past 2 years, 3 years, he's been a bit poor. And our memories are very short. I mean, it's 3 years now, but from, you know, the 6-7 years he was there in the beginning, he was absolutely magnificent. He scored goal after goal, great goals.
Yeah.
Very, and we forget he was extremely important for the team. I remember we said Ronaldo's the best player in the world at the moment, or best player in England at the moment, but Manchester United, but Wayne Rooney is the most important player in United.
Yeah.
He used to say that when they played together, because he was pivotal for that team. So, yeah, of course, I think United fans that remember, United fans especially, who remember the good days, you know, with him, they'll look back and find
actually,
I mean, he scored, I mean, he broke the England and the Manchester record.
I mean,
you have to give some
credit.
The last 2 years, he's been bad.
He's been the best.
Not bad, but he's not good enough to play in the...
I just don't think England or United can find somewhere where he can play.
No.
In that role of number 10,
it's
not him, you know? And
I think he can do it for another team in Premier League. For a lower team.
Everton.
For instance, Everton, I think, would be a good fit, because I don't think they have that player in that team at the moment.
But I don't see Wayne Rooney's... I think his ego... won't let him go to Everton. I think he'd rather say, okay, I'm finished.
I think you're wrong with Everton. I think you're wrong with Everton. Rooney have always said that he could go back to Everton. He's a big he's a Toffee fan from the beginning. I think he could go back. If he got an offer from Everton next season, you'll play, you'll come here, he will feel this is the best escape route there
is. Maybe Lukaku the other way. I would love that. I would love to see Lukaku United.
Interesting move.
I think he has great potential.
But Mourinho by Lukaku? No way.
No, that's the problem.
No way. Lukaku would never
bring him to Milan, man. We need him so badly.
You got Kane, haven't you?
No, fuck Kane, man.
With the China money that never came.
Can we just have a look at the African Nations Cup? Because they're now into
the quarters.
Quarters, yeah. Senegal, Cameroon.
Guinea Faso, Tunisia.
Yeah.
Egypt.
On Saturday.
Egypt are playing.
Through.
Yeah, they're through. And Ghana is through as well. Let me see.
How is Nigeria doing, the one you said was going to win?
What? I didn't say that.
How are they? Oh, wait. They weren't in the tournament.
Weren't they? No. So why would you say that then?
No, you said it, mate. It's recorded. Why would you try to...
This is so childish of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like the striker business?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's Burkina Faso, Tunisia on Saturday, Senegal, Cameroon as well. And then on Sunday, we got the next of the...
Oh, it's Egypt, Morocco.
Yeah. That's, and then Congo, Ghana.
Exactly.
It's Congo, North Ghana. African derby.
Who do you fancy now?
Egypt.
Egypt to win?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, sure. Egypt sounds good.
I would like to see Ghana.
Why?
I love
Ghana.
What?
I knew you were Ghana.
You know why? He's a Ghana, and he loves, he does music, right? And Ghana in Hindi song.
Yeah, so. That's true. That's true.
Wow.
Okay. And he's also a Ghana with a D in a Ganda. So he's disgusting as well.
Okay. Is your eye patch on now?
Hi, mate.
Only that? Thing missing on this guy, oi, oi. Is a parrot, right?
Parrot. Oi, oi.
But he does the talking for both
scurvy.
Of them.
He's probably got scurvy.
You know what that is?
No. Tell me.
Eat a lemon and you won't get a scurvy. Ba-dum-ba-dum. Scurvy is when you have too little vitamin C. So you used to go on boat for a long, long trips, like to America stuff, and then your bones and stuff would start degrading. Benskörhet in Sweden.
All right.
Scurvy. So then they found out that lemon apparently helps that. So you used to have a bunch of lemons.
Is this you just making shit up again?
But then the funny thing is that scurvy kind of came back in the, I think, the 16th or 17th century, because the colonies England had, like in Brazil and stuff, they had lime, they produced lime. So they just switched lemon to lime because they thought, you know, lime is fine, it's the same thing. Then scurvy came back, didn't get it, and that shows that it later found out that lime doesn't have at all the amount of vitamin C as... Lemon. As lemon has, so they all fucking got weird for 50 years.
And this is why you wear a patch.
This is why you wear a patch. Because
thank you for listening to Swedish Disease Mafia.
That's why you wear the patch, because your bones were so you used to fall over and hit your eye, and then you needed a patch.
And this is what happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Thursday, it's Thursday now. You're doing
Norrbrunn tonight.
Saturday, you're doing.
Stockholm
Comedy Club.
Yeah, you might be doing that as well, huh?
Maybe, might pop in.
And listen to this. You're here. We can discuss this. He said, "Oh, you're doing Saturday." I might come by and do it. I was like, "Oh, great." And he's like, "Yeah." I was like, "But you have to go up after me."
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the last spot there. He's like, "No, I'll do the first." I was like, "Are you insane? I'm not going to go up after you."
There's no fear. Just do it.
Oh, that is so...
It's a break.
Wow. I don't like... It's like...
I'm trying out new ideas. It's not like you're going to get a million views on SVT, sing after Pavarotti. Go out and then sing after Pavarotti.
You had a million views on SVT.
Yeah, I watched...
He's the guy with the ass. I watched
a clip yesterday
with
naked people who had a million views. That's the closest I got to that.
Good.
It was a Wellington game, wasn't it?
Exactly. It was a Wellington game.
That was a bit. Do the women take it off as well?
Oh.
Thank you so much.
You're so weird over there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
And for the Wellington Phoenix women.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.